100 word stories.
Take 4. George and Emily. It's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Sweet pirate of the heart, not pirate of the sea, Emily Dickinson called him. He spent a lot of time reading the latest verses she'd given him. He'd read them over and over, wondering when he'd travel to Amherst for more. So absorbed in reading, he didn't notice the rocks ahead. No, not some spices mutiny, nor some altar's perfidy. Rocks, large rocks in the water. That's what the ship wrecked on. George crawled ashore and he looked around. Boston Harbor. George smiled and hired a carriage to Amherst. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You know, I used to be within walking distance of, like, it wasn't really walking distance. It took more than half an hour sometimes, but grocery stores. And now Winn-Dixie is, like, 10 minutes away. But just all the variety and different things, I had to order the La Choy soups online. So they're being delivered by Walmart tomorrow, I think. And they weren't at the Walmart store. So, yeah. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Just me bitching, I guess. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.